So once again, I'd like to remind you, you're listening to WGXC 90.7 ACRA. I have two new guests in the studio that I'm really excited about having here for the first and what I hope will be many appearances in the radio station if you survive this afternoon. We don't have enough time, but I'm so glad to welcome two people. Mariquita Reese, who works at the Greene County Bank, is a native. Is that the right way to introduce you? Bank of Greene County. Okay, I'm in the wrong order, but a native of Catskill or a Catskill native, also in the other order. And Jeff Friedman, who's president, executive director of the Greene County Chamber of Commerce, and also a board member for the Greene County Council for the Arts. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, so last time we talked about our fantasy village. Do you want to go there? This could take up, like, no, another half hour. It's like, we only have 17 minutes.
Here's what I would do, Robert.
What would you do, Marquita?
I would yell a lot.
Okay, I'm listening. Go. What do you want? Well, let's talk about Catskill. That you're two very dedicated local citizens of Catskill. Mm-hmm. What do we need to do to make Catskill the kind of village we want to live in, we want to enjoy, we want to prosper? Marquita, what would you do?
I think the first step for me, I'm thinking from the commercial end, would be to have businesses that people want to go to and make sure that they're open when people want to go to them.
Ah. So having regular hours,
yes.
5 days a week, 7 days a week?
Seven.
Seven
Six
days a
seven.
Week. All right. And what do you think's missing in the village in terms of places to go to that you would want to go to?
You know, I could always use another restaurant.
Another restaurant?
That's not a pizza place.
Not a pizza place. Shoe store?
Yeah. Shoes are good. I like those.
Record store.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I'm putting music in your mouth. Sorry.
No, I'd say I'd say some sort of music shop is very needed here. I don't even know where the closest one is besides, you know, Saugerties, Hudson.
Sunday's music up in Coxsackie.
Yeah. There's a record store on Warren, of course, in Hudson, and there's two great record stores down in Saugerties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But, or I'd say Kingston, excuse me.
In the village would be nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we've got a musical community here, and a lot of that money is going elsewhere. I don't like that.
Yes. And Jeff, I'd like your opinions. I'm wondering if you're going to mention hotel.
Well, hotel is probably one of the largest priorities. It's the thing we hear the most that we're missing. The county and the Greene County IDA are obviously working on getting a hotel to the area. The county has... or is very close to taking possession of the hotel that is at the entrance to exit 21.
Ah.
And once that happens, the Greene County IDA is going to assist them in recruiting a national chain of not a high class. There are actually, I didn't know this until now, there are actually 27 classifications of hotels in the industry.
Wow.
And they'd be looking in the upper third, but not the top third.
So not the most expensive, but something that provides good service.
Something that provides good service is a little better than just a Holiday Inn, and something that would have... you know, a little bit of a convention facility or a meeting space so that they could possibly attract some corporate events to town and additionally. So that's a big one.
I understand there's a potential water park development. Is that happening or not happening? And that would come potentially with a hotel, yes?
Yeah, that's one of the options. That's the CAT 21 project that the Greene County IDA is working on the...
And tell us what IDA means?
Greene County Industrial Development Authority.
Thank you.
That's
a county.
No, that's actually an independent organization. It's one of those government but non-governmental authorities. It is not a county agency. Mm-hmm. It does not receive county funding. It was originally set up and can only operate under the auspices of the county government, but it is an independent agency that operates on its own.
Okay.
They have acquired the old Carl's property on the road to Leeds coming from Catskill, bordered by the thruway on one side, the creek on the other.
This is like on the way to Home Depot, kind of, in that...
Just past. If you go past Home Depot, it would be on your left as you cross over the thruway.
Okay.
They acquired all the properties along the road, all the homes and buildings that were along the road that bordered the property as well. So that project actually has multiple phases to it.
Hmm.
They are looking at possibly and have, you know, had some preliminary conversations with folks to do an indoor water park.
Mm-hmm.
They've also looked at outdoor adventure parks. So the first option of the property is obviously a tourism to try to draw people to the area, and it would have a hotel, and there would be a retail aspect along the road.
Mm-hmm.
Other things. There might even be a residential aspect if it doesn't use the entire property. It's a very large property. And, you know, on their last, the last kind of thing for the property, but it's their least desirable thing for the property would obviously to make it some sort of commercial industrial thing, whether it be a distribution center or something like that, a manufacturing facility. But that's not what they're looking for. They're looking to attract you know, some tourists to the area.
Right. And a place to stay.
Yeah. Yes.
And so what about a boutique hotel downtown in the village? Is that appealing? Is that, that would be wonderful for the village.
I think it would be great. I think it would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's been discussed before, you know, some kind of spa hotel or boutique hotel. That would be, that would be a huge thing. But to go with what Marikita was saying, you know, the village has, at least in the village of Catskill specifically, you know, it's undergoing a little bit of a renaissance, and that renaissance, surprisingly to me, ended up being the creative economy, and it really got kickstarted through dance. And
so this is the lumberyard?
The lumberyard, and then the lumberyard, coincidentally, there was a snowball where Stephen Pedrino is bringing in his operation out to Caro, and just the county in general and Catskill in general, now that the Bridge Street Theater is up and running, fully operational, and we've had a lot of, with the Hi-Lo Cafe coming in, now we've got a musical space that's opening up, and we've got several new galleries, and we've got all of this new creative economy that's happening. So it's really driving Catskill. We were always looking for that niche. You know, everybody said, oh, antiques and all this stuff. But antiques has played out. You know, Hudson's doing it. Saugerties is doing it. Rhinebeck's doing it. And that wasn't going to work for us. And this would not have been what I thought it would have been, but I'm excited that it is.
So let's talk about the nature of a creative economy. I always think of Richard Florida in his book, The Creative Class. So when you think of, both of you, creative economy, what does that mean to you? Especially working in a bank, what is it? Do you see aspects of the creative economy in terms of your work?
Of course. Creative people need to borrow money as well. Usually more than other industries.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised by this creative economy. I didn't expect it, you know, being a native from, you know, a long time back. I didn't think that that was the thing that was going to make people want to come here, was the fact that there's so many artists and musicians and photographers and interesting people around here, and they're bringing up their friends. I think the more the better. If you're here, you want to live here, spend money here.
Right.
I mean, it benefits me as well from both angles, creatively and commercially.
So something that came up half hour ago with Corey, he said he had a project where beauty was, the nature of beauty was to provide protection, which I thought was a really interesting, because it wasn't really about healing. It's about beauty as protection. I was thinking about Christopher Alexander's The Pattern Language book, which talks about architecture and aesthetics and how all that fits in. We do feel safer in a more beautiful environment. I mean, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's just been a lot of good efforts, you know, the Cultivate Catskill group and a lot of other local efforts. I also serve on the board at the Catskill Community Center, and we're working on creating programming that's more inclusive for all audiences. You know, there's a lot of people now, especially with an influx of a lot of new folks into the community, who are bringing a lot more inclusive and new ideas, new energy, a new focus, and they're falling in love with the charm of Catskill.
Sure, the historical aspects. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, the village has its own beauty to it, especially the Main Street area and the whatever you want to call it, the hillside area as you go towards the river, and even some of the communities. You know, the Grandview section and so forth. I mean, obviously, there's not a lot of beauty to the upper part of West Bridge Street, where it's mostly shopping centers and big box stores. But you know, that's a necessary function in some way. I mean, we have to be able to shop and eat and whatnot, but
and it's also a tax base, right? I mean, you know, that's hard to get away from, the value of that.
Well, almost a quarter of the retail sales in the county takes place just in that one section of Catskill. So
much for my shoe store idea. Okay, so let me just throw in a few little facts here that I looked up today. Catskill, obviously a village in Greene County, the population in 2010 was 4,081. Which is down from previous. I think sort of the heyday population was really in 1960, where it was 5,825. The village began, I guess, in 1684. At the end of the American Revolution, there were only 10 houses in the community. And so now we have an estimate population of about 3,800. So is there a number, as someone who's both in bank and chamber of commerce, you think, okay, for a healthy economy, we need to have a population of fill in the blank, 5,000, or does it matter? Or do you not look at it like that?
I don't know. I don't look at it from how many people are here. I look at it as the value of the people that are here.
Ah.
It's more quality for me than, you know, just sheer quantity of people.
Is it your experience in the village that we live in somewhat segregated components?
Yes. Oddly, I don't understand exactly why that is. It is pretty segregated as far as, you know, social structure, the way the village itself is set up. You know, it's like certain people only live around certain areas and they stay there because family or just
how do we change that? I mean, if it needs to be changed, I mean, it's hard to say, oh, you should change. You know, I mean, but is that the healthiest kind of way to live?
I don't think so. You know, kind of snowballing off of what Carolyn put forth, I am usually one of those single digit minority people in the room at any event I go to. It's me, maybe one other person, and we kind of give the nod, oh, hey, you too. And everyone else, it seems, is kind of left by the wayside, and I don't exactly know why. I don't feel it's intentional. I just think there's a lack of communication or a lack of outreach to certain members of our community, and they maybe don't feel like they are a part of...
Is that part of the solution, is to do more outreach, especially on a government level? I assume that community center and schools can play a major role.
Oh, yes. But once you're, you know, outside of that age group of, you know, school-age children or, you know, community center programs, there's, as adults, I feel it's much worse, that kind of divide.
What are your thoughts, Jeff?
I think, because of my position, I don't wait for government. I try to work with government to make sure that they're enacting ordinances, laws, programs that are going to be conducive to economic and community growth. But waiting for government, I think, is a bad idea. As long as they're not getting in the way by creating laws that will separate, I think it has to start with a community effort. It has to start with community organizations. So, you know, you mentioned the community center. The community center, I think, is a good place. And we're working right now as a board of directors at the community center to really create a lot of different programming that's diverse and reaching out to certain constituencies that may have felt left behind to try to bring them in and to create programming that's going to be more inclusive. Not just in Catskill, the village, but the community center is actually a town community center. So, you know, to reach outside the environs of just the village proper. But I also think it comes back to, I don't know the gentleman who's just here, I forget
Corey.
His name. Corey.
Yeah,
it's getting late in the day. but, you know, Corey made a comment that is where my focus has started to go. It's what I'm really working with the folks at the County Economic Development Office about, which is, Mariquita is a great example. She's not a minority because she is an ethnic minority. She's a minority because she's in her 20s. And in Greene County, she's a rare commodity. My problem with where you're going, you are spouting what would be my good number for population.
Right.
I don't have a specific number in mind. I'd love to see it go back to 5,000 people in the village of Catskill. I would love to see Greene County get back over 50,000 people. But if that growth is going to take place, I want them to be between the ages of 0 and 35. The problem we have is we've gotten very gray. Greene County.
It's
top heavy.
Gray community. Yes.
Very.
Yes.
So the average age in New York State is 37. The average age in Greene County and is 45.2. And it's getting older fast.
So people retire here, what I hear you saying.
Yes.
I mean,
that is true. Retirement is some of what's creating it. And the other part is that our children are leaving when they graduate and they do not come back. Now that's true of many communities. Kids want to graduate and they don't want to go home. That's what they know. And they want to explore new places.
Sure.
but we're not attracting other people's children to our community.
So what would it take to do that?
That's a very good point.
Well, I think some of it's already taking place on its own. Creative economy is one place where that's going to attract young people. If you have a lot of new ideas, you have a more progressive thinking community, a more progressive and inclusive community. I think that's already starting to take place all over Greene County, but specifically along the Hudson River towns, Catskill, Athens, Caro, even in Coxsackie. Mm-hmm. We're starting to see more of that. The Mountaintop has always kind of been that way because it's a little more metropolitan because of the second homeowners and the fact that they draw from New York City and Windham and Hunter. But, I think that part of it is kind of starting to take care of itself. I think the major problem is that we haven't necessarily developed the industries around that that might attract people. And that's where, I've started to, like I said, working with the folks at Greene County Economic Development, with the folks at the Workforce Development Board for Columbia and Greene Counties, mm-hmm. Because Columbia County has the same problem. And upstate New York has the problem. It's upstate New York's getting old, and there's no one to replace the people who are either retiring or who are moving away.
So the affordable housing issue could be very attractive, but frankly, it doesn't seem like we have the quality of schools that a lot of young people who are raising children would have. I don't know if that's fair or not, and we're going to do some inquiry and programs on that on this show at some point in the near future. But when I look at the ratings of the schools, they seem rather average. I don't know if that's fair or not. But certainly a good school system has to be a major component to why, a 25, 30-year-old would want to come here and raise their children.
Well, she's a Catskill graduate.
I am.
Maritina did all right for herself.
I did pretty well.
No, but to that point, our schools have been improving. Uh-huh. Caro Durham was a school that was in trouble not even 3 years ago, and through the work of excellent work by the faculty and the administration there and the new superintendent, they have turned it around. They're no longer a classified, substandard or sub-operational district. Uh-huh. It was the elementary school and the middle school that were underperforming. They're no longer underperforming. Catskill Schools, has their scores have been coming up over the last couple of years, and there's been a greater graduation rate.
Right.
Coxsackie, Athens is doing quite well. Greenville's doing well. Some of the schools are doing well. So I think that's, look, education's a big part of
sure.
this.
But providing reasonable jobs that are you can support a family with.
And preparing the young people for the workforce. They're not very well prepared right now coming out of school. Okay. And that's a big complaint from business.
Mm-hmm. So we have about a minute and a half. How do you want to end this little session, Marikita? What are your thoughts?
I like to think of myself as a bit of an ambassador to the area. Uh-huh. I feel like when people come in and they're new and they're trying to figure out their way, I'm kind of one of the group of people who's like, hey, come hang out with us. Come here. And I think I just want to end the segment just inviting people in. And, I want to reach out to newcomers and, people.